Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing developments in science and technology, science which affects your life, science which changes your viewpoint of this great universe that we live in. And if you want to be part of the March of Science, then give us a call. We have a hotline number, 612-564-8135. Call that number, and when you hear the beep, leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe you can share your thoughts on 100 radio stations of the Internet which carry Science Fantastic. So once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Or go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Facebook, we have 5 million fans on Facebook, and I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. My latest New York Times bestseller is called The God Equation. It's about what I do for a living. I'm a physicist, and I work on what is called The God Equation, the quest for a theory of everything. Because Einstein spent the last 30 years of his life chasing after this fantastic equation, an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that would allow him to, quote, read the mind of God, the ultimate equation that governs the entire universe. Find out what all the excitement is about, because we actually think we have a candidate for the God equation. It's called string theory, which is what I do for a living. Anyway, give us a call at 612-564-8135 if you want to be part of the March of Science. Okay, moving right along, let's take our first listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. We're calling from Fort Worth, Texas. We're listening to you on YouTube. We're pondering if you could explain to us about how time travel is possible and what equations make it possible. Thank you for all you do. Bye-bye.
Well, the embarrassing question is we physicists don't know the answer to whether or not time travel is possible. However, we do have a lot of theories about it. First of all, it was Newton who introduced the idea that time is like an arrow. You fire it, it never deviates, it marches uniformly throughout the entire universe. 1 second on the moon is the same as 1 second on Earth. Is the same as 1 second around the universe. Okay, that's the Newtonian picture. Then comes along comes Einstein, and Einstein says, now wait a minute. Time is relative. Time is like a river that meanders, speeds up, slows down as it wanders its way around the universe. If you want to go, for example, into the future, you simply sit and do nothing, and you automatically get swept up in the river of time. Now, the new wrinkle on all this that puzzles Stephen Hawking is the fact that Einstein's equations actually allow the river of time to fork into two rivers, which is what we call the quantum theory, or to have a whirlpool in the river of time. So that if you left your house at 12 o'clock, you could come back at 11 o'clock before you left. So you can come back before you left. Now, Einstein, of course, was horrified when it was shown that his equations allow for time travel. He thought that was ridiculous. You can't go backwards in time. It creates all sorts of time paradoxes. So when Einstein wrote his memoirs, he said that time travel is probably not possible because the universe expands. It doesn't spin. You see, if the universe spun like a disc, like a top, then time travel would be possible. You go around the universe, come back, and you come back before you left. So when Einstein died, he thought everything was safe and sound with regards to his theory. Well, since then, all hell has broken loose. We have found a number of time travel solutions to Einstein's equations. Let me just rattle off a few of them. If I have a gigantic pole, an infinitely long pole, and I dance my way around the pole like a maypole, I come back before I left. That allows for time travel. If the universe rotates and you go around the universe in one rotation, you come back before you left. Or for that matter, a black hole. A black hole allows for time travel as well. So then the question is time travel really possible? Well, Stephen Hawking said to himself, I'm going to prove once and for all that time travel is not possible. And he came up with what is called the time travel chronology protection hypothesis. That's a long way of saying he wants to protect the clock. He wants to make sure the clock doesn't go backwards. And so he said there must be a theorem. There must be a law of nature that you can prove mathematically that forbids time travel. That was called the chronology protection hypothesis. Well, that was a challenge. A lot of physicists tried to answer that challenge and failed. Even today, nobody can disprove the existence of time travel in Einstein's equations. So how do physicists today deal with that question? We say that even though theoretically it may be possible, practically it is impossible to build a time machine. Because the energy necessary to bend the fabric of space and time into a pretzel, the energy is negative. Negative energy does not seem to exist. Well, that's now been disproven. It turns out that using nanotechnology, we can create small quantities of negative energy, which is the fuel for a time machine. So what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace, right? Otherwise, we'd be building time machines right now. There are two catches. First of all, the amount of negative energy necessary to go backwards in time is enormous. We can only create microscopic quantities of negative energy in the laboratory. We've done it. In fact, for a TV show I once hosted, we actually showed you how you do it. So that only gives you tiny, minute quantities of negative energy, which is the gasoline for a time machine. But the other problem is the question of paradoxes. What happens if you go backwards in time and kill your grandfather before you're born? Then how can you be born if you just killed your ancestor, making your birth impossible? So that is usually the way in which we dismiss time travel. It is logically impossible. But you see, there's a loophole there. The loophole is, if you go backwards in time, and according to the quantum theory, the river of time forks into two roads, then you've changed somebody else's time. But your time cannot be changed at all. That would solve all time travel paradoxes. So that's how we apply quantum mechanics, the quantum theory, the theory of the atom, to solve the time travel problem. So when you go backwards in time, can you meet yourself as a child and commit suicide? The answer would be no. When you go backwards in time and meet yourself as a child, that child looks like you, talks like you, but it's not you. It's you in a parallel universe. So the multiverse idea allows you to solve the time travel paradox. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of science. Science on Science Fantastic. Give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call if you want to get on national radio and ask that question that's always been bugging you. Stay tuned.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on the air, ask your question to 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Give us a call, 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Well, let me just conclude the last question that we got about time travel. What was Stephen Hawking's final verdict on time travel? He said that even though travel to a distant place in the universe through a wormhole faster than the speed of light may be possible, but he doubted that a time machine would be possible because if you go through the time machine once, you can then wait to the present, go in a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time, and the accumulation of the energy would cause the time machine to explode. So he thought, time travel is not possible because the time machine would explode when you entered it. I thought about that for a while, but I realized there's a loophole in that. That assumes that when you go backwards in time, you enter your previous universe. But what happens if you go backwards in time and enter a parallel universe? Then you do not go an infinite loop-de-loop-de-loop, gaining energy and blowing up. You simply go back once. Once in time, alter the past. Your past, of course, has not changed at all. You've changed somebody else's past, in which case time travel may be possible all over again. In conclusion, your guess is as good as mine. Advanced physics does not give you a conclusive answer, yes or no, until we find the theory of everything. String theory is the leading candidate for that theory, but string theory is not yet advanced enough to answer the question, can you go backwards in time and kill yourself before you're born? Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Michio. I am calling from Fairbanks, Alaska, and I'm listening to you on KFBX. And I wanted to know, the Big Bang Theory says that the universe is expanding. Where is it expanding from? Is it expanding from planet Earth or from behind us, so to speak? Okay, thank you.
Well, great question. In physics, we have something called the Copernican principle. And the Copernican principle basically says there's nothing special about the Earth. You see, since time immemorial, we thought that the Earth was sacred. This is where the Garden of Eden was. This is where humanity lives. This is the only world there is because we're the center of the universe. That's called the Copernican principle. Now, if you apply the Copernican principle to the Big Bang, that means the Big Bang happened nowhere and everywhere at the same time. Think of a balloon, a very small balloon, and you're an ant sitting on a very small balloon, and you slowly blow up the balloon. Then you ask the ant, from where did you come from? From where did the expansion take place? And you, sitting on the balloon, realize, gee, it happened everywhere. Because the universe was very small. The universe was very small at the beginning of time. So where did the Big Bang take place? Everywhere. Because the universe itself was a tiny balloon when the universe began. Okay? So then the next question is, where is the universe going? And the answer to that is the same thing, nowhere. In the sense that a balloon is expanding, and you ask yourself, where is the balloon expanding into? And you say to yourself, well, it's expanding in the third dimension. If you were an ant, you can only see two dimensions, length and width. You cannot see depth. But if you had three-dimensional eyes, you can see that you're living on a balloon. Well, our eyes are three-dimensional. If your eyes were fourth dimensional, that is, you could see space as well as time, then you would realize that the fourth dimension is a balloon, and you're expanding along the balloon. And if you want to know more about this, get a copy of my book, The God Equation, which talks about string theory, in which case the universe is expanding into something. It's expanding into another dimension. Not just four. String theory predicts 11, up to 11 dimensions. That's what the universe is expanding into. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Professor. This is Eric. I am not listening to a radio station, and I'm not in a city at the moment. I'm a trucker. My question refers to earlier you were talking about invisibility. Well, the eye, we only see certain wavelengths. Why couldn't you make a paint that only reflects light in one of those wavelengths we cannot see and paint something with it? Wouldn't we then not be able to see it? That's my question. Thank you. Love your show, by the way. Bye.
Okay, well, the short answer to your question is no, you can't do that. But let me explain why. If I take a substance, let's say a green plant, okay? When light hits the plant absorbs all the light except green. So green light goes into your eyeball, and you say the plant is green because it is reflecting off green light. But that's because the flower did not absorb the green light. So that kind of like violates common sense. Plants are green precisely because they don't absorb the color green. So every object has a color. Every object has a color of some sort because when a photon of light hits that object, it bounces back. So can an object therefore become invisible using this principle? And the answer is no. Because as soon as a photon hits an atom, it'll cause the atom to vibrate, shooting off more radiation, like the color green. So everything has a color. Okay, I repeat, everything has a color. To make something invisible, you would have to bend the light around the object and have it reform at the other side. Think of putting a boulder in a river. If you were downstream from the boulder in the river, you would never know there's a boulder upstream. The boulder is invisible because water bends around the boulder, reforms at the other end, just as if it's not there at all. This is called the metamaterial. Metamaterials can, in fact, in principle, make an object totally invisible. We do it with microwaves. I once hosted a program for the Science Channel where we actually demonstrated that. We took microwave radiation and then pointed it at a cylinder made out of metamaterials. The microwaves went around the cylinder, reformed at the other end, so that the object became invisible to microwave radiation. Total invisibility. So what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace, right? The catch is that I said that this is microwave radiation. We cannot yet do that for optical frequencies. Why? Because for optical frequencies, the frequency, the wavelength of light is a little bit bigger than an atom. Therefore, you have to change the atomic properties of an object called metamaterials to make them invisible. This requires nanotechnology, the ability to manipulate individual atoms. We're not there yet. Now, who's funding this research? The Pentagon. Because, of course, we pay the Pentagon to win wars. We don't pay them to lose wars. And if you're invisible, you can definitely win a war. But has any nation attained invisibility in the optical range? No. So, we know it's possible, but it's a practical problem how to bend light at the atomic level. We don't know how to do that yet. Maybe one of you people in the audience can figure that out and win the next Nobel Prize. Okay, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Yes, Dr. Kaku. This is Doug from KFQD in Anchorage, Alaska. I was wondering if you could explain the what a black body is, why it's a black body, and the ultraviolet catastrophe, and how Max Planck derived his famous number. Thank you.
Okay, well, you're talking about something that is at the crux of the quantum revolution. Let's go back to the year 1900. In the year 1900, physicists thought that everything known was solvable. A, we had Newton's laws of motion, which governed the Earth, the stars, planets. Everything that moved governed Newton's laws of, were governed by Newton's laws of motion. Second, we had Maxwell's theory of light. So, that's it. But there was a flaw in that analysis, which I'll talk about after the break. Let's take a short commercial break, and then we'll talk about the birth of one of the greatest theories of all time, the quantum theory. And again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A survivor of the Texas school shooting is taking the first steps in filing a lawsuit. Amy Martin is targeting Daniel Defense, which made the gun. Her court filing this week seeks a deposition to determine if the company can be sued. Former advisor to President Trump, Peter Navarro, has been indicted by a federal grand jury for refusing to cooperate with the Democratic-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol attack. Outside a federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., Navarro says the committee was not legally impaneled.
The subpoenas issued by the committee are ultra vires, unlawful, and unenforceable.
Navarro adding it's a kangaroo court and saying he's filed a civil suit against the House panel. This is USA Radio News. Reaction continuing to come in to President Biden's speech regarding gun control on Thursday night. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox News when President Biden was vice president, he and the Democrats shot down Senator Cruz's proposed gun reform bill.
Part of my legislation, the Grassley-Cruz legislation, was $300 million for school safety, which could have perhaps prevented this horrific crime in Uvalde, and Joe Biden and the Democrats filibustered that legislation.
Biden saying he wants to raise the age to 21 to buy a firearm. One-third of Ukraine's population has fled in the first 100 days of the Russian invasion. That's according to the UN Refugee Agency, which tweeted a video marking this point in the conflict. It featured a child refugee saying, "There is nothing more scary in the world than war." This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
This Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if there's something been bugging you all these years about this great universe of ours. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a call about one of the greatest discoveries of modern times, the quantum theory. Why do we have lasers? Why do we have transistors? Why do we have computers? Why do we have all the wonders of electronic technology in your living room? It's because of the quantum theory. The quantum theory is one of the most bizarre theories of all time, but it all began in the year 1900. Back then, people thought that Newton's laws of gravity and motion and Maxwell's theory of light governed everything. Everything could be explained. But then people began to worry about heat. When you heat up an object, eventually it starts to become red hot. You heat it some more, it becomes yellow hot. You heat it even more, it becomes bluish white hot. And so hot objects give off color. Why is that? Well, think of the atom. The atom has an electron that vibrates and moves around the atom. When you heat it up, the atom starts to vibrate and it emits radiation according to Maxwell's theory of light. So you got that? You take an object, you heat it up, the electrons vibrate, And when they vibrate, they give off radiation, according to Maxwell's theory. And what does that radiation look like? Well, if it's red hot, it's red. If it's yellow hot, it's yellow. And if it's blue hot, it is slightly bluish white. So color of hot objects is but consequence of Newton's theory of motion and Maxwell's theory of light. Wrong. It turns out that when you actually do the calculation with Maxwell's theory and Newton's theory, the energy blows up in your face. This was one of the great embarrassments of physics, that in 1900, we thought we knew everything, and then we couldn't even explain the concept of being red hot. Well, Planck finally figured it out. There was a flaw not in the quantum theory, because of course I wasn't born yet. There was a flaw in Newton's theory. Newton's theory said that energy is continuous, smooth, continuous, indivisible. But then Planck showed that if energy occurred in packets, tiny little packets of energy called quantum, then you get exactly the curve of temperature versus energy. You do not get the ultraviolet catastrophe. The radiation does not blow up in your face. And that was the beginning of the quantum theory. Then Einstein comes along and says that packet of energy must apply to light. The packet of light energy is called a photon. The packet of gravitational energy we call the graviton. So energy occurs in packets. And because of that, we were able to solve the mystery of the atom. And so this is called black body radiation. It's black body because black objects absorb energy and emit nothing. And that's what a super hot, red hot object is. It's black body radiation. It emits light, but does not absorb light. And so from the quantum theory, we have all the wonders of modern technology today. Of course, it got freakier in the 1930s when physicists then began to ask us another question. If everything vibrates according to the quantum theory, then if everything vibrates, then what is vibrating if an electron is a wave? If an electron is a wave, then what is vibrating? Well, we now realize that the electron wave, when it vibrates the probability of finding that electron in that state. In other words, everything becomes probabilistic, and we enter the world of the multiverse. Well, more about that after the break. We'll talk about Marvel Comics and the multiverse after the break. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and we'll find out about parallel universes and the quantum theory.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a question about the birth of the quantum theory. But what does the quantum theory do us? What has it done for us lately? What has it done for numero uno? Well, as I said before, the quantum theory makes possible the laser. It makes possible the electronics. It makes possible the transistor. It makes possible the computer. It makes possible the internet. If you were to stop the quantum theory, all of modern society would come to a grinding halt. All electronics would cease to exist if the quantum theory did not exist. So why is the quantum theory so controversial? Why did Einstein actually hate the theory? Because quantum theory is based on probabilities. Nothing is absolutely certain. Everything is a probability. So where is an electron? Well, usually the electron is a point particle. You can point to it, and you can say the electron is here, right here on this table. That's where the electron is. But you see, quantum theory says no. The electron is a wave. And what is waving is the probability of finding the electron at any given point. In other words, the electron can be two places at the same time. Well, that freaked Einstein out. Einstein said, enough is enough. This has gone too much out of control. This is bizarre. What do you mean the electron can be two places at the same time? Well, that's called the multiverse theory. And if you go to the movie theater, everything is the multiverse these days. Doctor Strange is in the multiverse. Spider-Man is in the multiverse. Thor and Marvel Comics and the Avengers, they're all in the multiverse. Get used to it. The quantum theory is based on parallel universes. The fact that the electron can exist in parallel states at the same time. In other words, there's a certain probability that he will wake up on Mars tomorrow, and you can calculate that number. In fact, for our PhD students, we actually give them that question. Calculate mathematically the probability you'll wake up on Mars tomorrow. Now, by now, you must think to yourself, we physicists are nuts. Well, yeah, in some sense we are nuts, but hey, that's the way the universe is. Get used to it. Okay, anyway, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
My name is Boyd. I'm calling from Anchorage, Alaska. I'm listening to KFQD. My question is, how do you measure light years?
Well, that's a good question, because light travels at 186,282 miles per second. It could go around the Earth seven times in 1 second. Now, I've been on CNN and different kind of news networks that are international many times. And sometimes they show an image of what I look like when I give a talk and give an interview. And I notice that I'm always moving my lips a fraction of a second after I say it. There's a delay time. And why is there a delay? Because that signal is going around the world. And as a consequence, it takes time. It takes a seventh of a second to go around the planet Earth. And that's why the next time you see like a program like CNN broadcast live from the other side of the Earth, watch their lips carefully, and you'll realize that there's a slight missynchronization caused because of the fact that, first of all, electrons travel at a fraction of the speed of light, but light itself, like radio, travels at the speed of light, which is finite. And so that's the reason why, how we can measure the speed of light using electronics. In fact, at my university, the City University of New York, we even have a nanometer, which actually measures the speed of light on a wire, on a wire made out of glass. It's called a fiber optic cable. By shooting a laser beam through the glass, you can actually measure how long it took for the light to move about 1 foot. Okay. It turns out the answer is about a billionth of a second. That's measurable using electronics. The fact that light travels about a foot in a billionth of a second is measurable, just like the fact that the next time you see someone being interviewed on CNN, their voice and their image is slightly delayed because of the finite velocity of light. So how do we measure the speed of light? With electronics. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And again, if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And on Facebook, you can look me up there too. I have 5 million fans on Facebook. And you can always get to me by calling the following number, 612-564-8135. When the beep comes on, leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, share your thoughts on national radio. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Rigoberto. I'm calling from Miami, Florida, and listen to Talk Lab to Science Fantastic. My question is regarding a particle, a virus. It's been considered a particle, but it's not being considered alive, something that we like. And to me, because it has a mutation, it mutates, it should be considered something we like. Only life can be mutated.
But scientific, they say that it's not something alive, it's just a particle, and it's not. But if it's a mutation, if it mutates, then it should be alive. That's my question.
Well, you ask a very, very embarrassing question, because that question goes to the very heart of what we mean by life, what we mean by biology, and there are many definitions. When I was a kid growing up, it was simple. Life is simply that which can reproduce, which can have digestion, excretion. Very simple definition. However, when it gets down to viruses, it gets very fuzzy. Because viruses are, in some sense, parasites. And because they're parasites, they don't need to have all this machinery that an ordinary cell has. An ordinary cell has to function all by itself. It's not a parasite. It has to be able to absorb food and nourishment, digest it, and excrete the waste. However, viruses don't have to do all those steps. Viruses just replicate. They hijack the machinery of a cell, use that machinery to make copies of itself, which then destroys the cell, and then they go on to inhabit other cells. Now, you may say to yourself, well, maybe self-replication is the key to life. But no, it gets more complicated, because you can find chemical reactions that have no life at all that can self-replicate, get bigger and bigger with time. And so it's very fuzzy. So at the present time, I don't think there's any one universally accepted procedure or definition for the meaning of life. Sorry about that. So I think that what most biologists have is a working definition. A working definition that most life does obey the usual characteristics we learn in high school, with the addition of self-replication, and that viruses can actually survive with fewer life functions than an ordinary cell. Given these provisos, that's a working definition which seems to work in the laboratory. But is there a rigorous definition of life? Well, I have yet to see one. Sorry about that. Okay, let's take the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Neil Perko from Southern Oregon. I'm calling to ask, is it possible that a black hole spins sort of like a neutron star? And if it exploded, could it turn into a galaxy? Or is it possible that a neutron or a black hole that exploded turned into a nebula? And it's also that what the Big Bang was from the beginning. If you could answer these questions, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you raised several different ideas. First of all, a galaxy outweighs a black hole by a considerable amount. Our galaxy, for example, has a black hole at the very center. It only weighs 4 million times the mass of our sun. But the galaxy itself weighs about 100 billion times more than the sun. So a black hole does not easily become a galaxy. A nebula, on the other hand, can have any kind of mass. A nebula is a gas cloud, so it depends on the nebula, it depends on the size of the black hole. But you raise some interesting questions. First of all, neutron stars spin. Neutron star, for example, which is near the Earth, would be about the size of the Earth. Neutron star would be the size of Manhattan. Sorry about that. So think of Manhattan. Manhattan is only about 20 miles across. That's where I am right now. And that's the size of a neutron star. And if you were to collapse a gigantic neutron star, it would create a black hole. And most black holes that we see in nature are spinning, as you pointed out. And if you simply write down the equations for a black hole that's spinning, you can go through the ring at the center of the spinning black hole and wind up on a parallel universe. Now, I'm not saying that a parallel universe exists. I'm just saying that's where the mathematics takes you. But you, on the other hand, raise a very interesting conjecture. I think what you're getting at is the idea that maybe a black hole created the Big Bang. After all, both of them have explosions. Both of them are at the very limit of what we understand with Einstein's theory. And so, yeah, there are some people in print who've advocated the idea that maybe the universe itself is a black hole. Is that possible? Well, if you fudge the equations, yeah, it's possible. But, of course, we're entering the realm of science fiction now. But in principle, it may be possible that a black hole, when it collapses, actually gives birth to another universe. And maybe, just maybe, that's where our universe came from. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. And go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And my latest book, a New York Times bestseller, is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. The equation that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life. Find out what all the excitement is about. Find out whether or not there is a theory of everything. Good day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I am using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.